Good Saturday afternoon. This afternoon we are live from Saplesio Field in Grand Junction on a cloudy day, but a beautiful day for baseball. And it's the Palisade Bulldogs hosting the Glenwood Demons in a doubleheader. The Bulldogs under coach Nate Porter, 8-0 in league play. They're in first place, and they're 12-6 overall. Still a strong team despite those six losses. They played a very tough schedule. Glenwood under first-year head coach Rob Norville, 5-13 overall, 4-4 in West Slope play. Right now it's Palisade in first, Eagle Valley in second. Summit has third, Rifle in fourth. Glenwood, Battle Mountain, and Steamboat. Battle Mountain and Steamboat both winless in league play. Well, partner, I could get used to this view and this, this cushy seat and this beautiful perspective. We're up high in the press box. That's the Saplesio Field right behind us. Stoker Stadium is jam-packed as the Western Slope Track and Field Championships going on. So Josh Dahl will lead things off for the Demons against Josh Zotto, starting right-hander for the Palisade Bulldogs. And the first pitch, he is in there for a strike. Palisade wearing their familiar... That pitch, curveball got the inside corner. Dahl flinched like it was going to nick him. Zotto with the 0-2 pitch to Josh Dahl. A little high, 1-2. We're situated along the first base line, but it's just a great perspective. 1-2 pitch to Dahl. Swing and a miss, down he goes. Zotto with a 3.82 earned run average. He's a senior, 2-2 on the year. He's appeared in seven games.
Tell you what, he can throw some heat.
Oh, yeah.
I was seeing, watching some of the warm-up pitches, and, man, they were getting in there pretty quick.
Jackson Irving, the batter. Curveball misses inside. Zotto leads the team, or second on the team with 37 strikeouts. Harsha has 52. Fly ball to... That's a pop-up, actually. And the second baseman, Caleb Blank, making the catch. Looked like it was going to carry, and then Blank just backed up and made the catch. Two quick outs. And it's Jackson Aguirre. Aguirre, a junior, batting 373. Five doubles, 14 driven in. First pitch, big hack for Aguirre. Challenged on that high heater. Zotto with the 0-1. That's in there for a strike. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Jackson Aguirre. Popped it up. That's in the stands. And we'll try it again. Easton Embry in left for Palisade. Nick Campbell in center. Nick Harsha in right. He'll probably pitch game two. Titus Porter's at third. Hunter Howard at short. Caleb Blank at second. Braden Blank at first. Brett Rosman behind the plate. Zotto with the 0-2 pitch to Aguirre. There's a fly ball. And that is a nice catch by Nick Campbell. Running in the gap. Dives and makes the grab. And it's a 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits. No errors and nobody left. After half an inning, it's no score. Palisade and Glenwood, this is KMTS. Back to Saplesio Field, home of the Colorado Mesa University Mavericks, and, of course, home of the National Junior College World Series coming up later this month. Demons went in order, 1-2-3 in the half of the first. Leo Mraz on the mound for the Glenwood Demons. Got roughed up in his last outing. He'll face Hunter Howard, Nick Campbell, Brett Rosman. First pitch from Mraz. Bounces one up at the plate. 1-0. Left outfield for Glenwood. Zach Pidcock in left. Jackson Aguirre in center. Cole Sherrick is in right. Infield, Jake Sims at third. Jackson Irving at short. Jamison Godfrey at second. Evan Justice is at first. Ground ball to short. Scooped up by Irving. Throws. Got him. Good start. brings up Nick Campbell. Josh Dahl behind the plate. Leo Moraz on the bump. Coach Norville was telling me that a number of players out sick this week. He's only got two backups.
Yeah, I was going to say, on the roster. And one of them we can't seem to find. We haven't seen
Travis Wagner. And
yeah, we haven't
Nate
seen Wagner even during warm-ups.
Gross got the other backup. Moraz with the first pitch to Campbell. Missed. Appreciate the hospitality shown by the Palisade staff letting us in the booth. 1-0 pitch to Campbell. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Glenwood wearing black shirts this time instead of the red. Their number on the back and their name. There's a curveball. Lays one in there for a strike. 1-2. To Nick Campbell.
Yeah, we were talking about that a little bit at the last game that we were calling there in Rifle. It looked like the Roaring Fork team had weird jerseys, turned out to be warm-ups.
Yeah.
And we were commenting on Glenwood. Glenwood's jerseys are mainly just T-shirts this
yeah.
year.
1-2 pitch to Campbell. Just missed. 2-2. Campbell batting 400. He's a senior. As a team, Palisade has got some power. They've got 10 home runs. 2-2 pitch to Campbell. Ground ball to second. Godfrey gobbles it up, throws him out. Two ground ball outs. Good start. Brett Rosman, senior. He's got some pop. 489, leads the team with 5 home runs, 17 driven in. Brett Rosman, the third hitter in the lineup, the catcher. Moraz with the first pitch. That's high and inside, 1-0. Palisade wearing their maroon uniforms with white pinstripes. Hard hit ball into center field, base hit. So Rosman aboard with a 2-out single. Riker Harsha, remember these names from last year. He's batting 320 with 2 home runs, 16 hits and 50 at-bats.
He's kind of a big boy.
Yes, he is. So Rosman at first base with a 2-out single. Short lead at first. He's at the cutout. Moraz with the pitch to Harsha. Ball one. Low and outside. Moraz leans in for the sign, and here's the 1-0 pitch. Rosman gets back to first as Moraz tosses it over there. Trickles out of the glove of Evan Justice. The crowd noise you hear behind us, that's the track meet. So we're probably getting close to some of the last events. 1-0 count to Riker Harsha. 2 outs. Runner on board. Moraz comes set. Then another quick throw to first, and that ball gets away from Justice. And Rosman's hustling to third. He's going to make it easily. Lots of foul territory here. And an errant throw by Moraz allows Rosman to make it to third. Rosman has stolen 9 bases. That's his 10th. One oh count to Harsha. Moraz with the pitch. Fly ball, deep left field. Back going Pidcock. That's going to bounce at the wall in front of the outfield stands. And it's 1-0 Palisade. That's an unearned run. That was a long, loud double by Harsha.
Yeah, first bounce on the warning track there.
Harsha's seventh double of the season.
Dimensions of the field here are a little strange. You see the left field wall dive in at us, about 302. Center field's 400. And then what, 330 down the right field line?
Yeah. Josh is out of the starting pitcher. He's got a 1-0 lead. Ground ball. Gottfried comes over to his left, stops it, but can't scoop it up. Tough play. Infield hit for Zotto. And now runners at first and third. Two away. 1-0 Palisade. Braden Black is the batter.
I don't think that one.
Blanc is the way it's pronounced. Three triples on the air for Blanc. Batting 382. As a team, they're batting 320. 1-0 Palisade. Perez trying to stop the bleeding here. Here's the first pitch to Blanc. That's a ball. Low and away. Perez leans in for the sign, looks at third. Here's the 1-0 pitch. In there for a strike. Three umpires work in today's game here at Saplesio. 1-1 count to Braden Blanc. And the pitch. Chopper taken by Justice. It fell out of his glove. I mean, that was an easy play.
Yeah.
At least an easy catch. Would have been a tough play at first. Run scores. It's 2-0 Palisade. Zotto down to second. Blanc aboard on an error. Two errors committed this inning. And it's Titus Porter, 2-0 Palisade. Runners at first and second. Porter, a junior, batting 167. Did he check his swing? He went around. Nothing and one. So Blake Reisner, head coach, longtime head coach of the Glenwood track program. 0-1 count to Titus Porter. In there for a strike, 0-2. Porter, no extra base hits, two hits on the season. Getting a start today here in game one of this doubleheader. 0-2 count to Porter. Mraz with the pitch. That's outside. 1-2. Mraz leans in for the sign. Runners at first and second. With big leads not being held, here's the 1-2 pitch. Outside, 2-2. Glenwood dugout right below us.
A true dugout, you got to step down
a
into.
A true dugout, yes. 2-2 count to Porter. Here's the pitch. Check swing, fouled it back. Of course, the Grand Junction Rockies play here as well. Two count to Porter, looking for his first hit of the season. Moran's trying to get a punch out here. Here's the pitch. Comes high, and it's 3-2.
Well, this is another one of those you don't want to walk the guy that doesn't have a hit yet.
Right.
Just throw strikes.
Payoff to Titus Porter. Strike three called. And that'll do it. But the Palisade Bulldogs scored two runs. One of them earned. On three hits, two errors, and two runners left. After an inning, it's Palisade 2. Glenwood, nothing. This is KMTS. Welcome back to Saplesio Field in Grand Junction. One inning in the books. Palisade 2, Glenwood nothing. Talk about a dominant program. Palisade, over the last 15 years, with the exception of the COVID year 2020, they've won 11 Western Slope Championships. I mean, they own the league. Zach, or Mason Markovich, leading things off, and he fouls off the first pitch against Josh Sotto. Nothing at one. Markovich, 4-13 to lead the team. A home run, 13 runs batted in. Next pitch is drilled into the gap in right center field. This will be extra bases. That's going to no man's land. Bounces across the warning track. Markovich on his horse. He'll hold up at second base. That was ripped. Mason Markovich just pounded that ball. Leadoff double for Mason. And Jake Sims, the batter.
I don't know. I really think he could have made it to third on that one.
Yeah, because that would have been a long throw.
Yeah, that was a very long throw, and even a long throw for the cutoff man to try to get it to third. I think he would have beat the throw there.
Sims batting 256, two doubles, 10 runs driven in. 2-0 Palisade. Markovich aboard the leadoff double. Here's the first pitch to Sims from Zotto. Fastball's in there for a strike. We're in their gray pants and the new black t-shirts with the big G on the front. 0-1 count to Jake Sims. Zotto from the stretch. Ooh. Play a little cat and mouse game.
As you say, some trickery with the, the shortstop and the second baseman.
Shortstop's playing deep. Third baseman playing up near the edge of the grass. Tied is Porter. 0-1 pitch to Jake Sims. Shields bunt. Bunts it foul. Straight back. 0-2. Palisades won the league the last 5 years. During that 15-year stretch, Delta won three of those when they were in the conference. Now they're in 3A. 0-2 pitch to Sims. Swing and a miss, and down he goes. Second strikeout for Josh Zotto. First out of the second inning, Evan Justice, the batter. Justice leading the team in home runs with two. And Evan has got the power. If he could pull one down the line, it's like you mentioned, it's only 302 with that big wall with all the billboards. First pitch to Justice. Fastball in there for a strike.
That one was pretty fast.
Yeah, that was real fast.
that looked fast.
That was real fast. It sounded fast. A 1-1 count to Evan Justice. Markovich at second base. Here's the pitch. Inside. 1-1. Yeah, Zotto's got some zip on that fastball. Came in with 37 strikeouts, now up to 39 on the season. 1-1 pitch to Justice. Swings and fouls it back. This place is crazy when JUCO's here. Such a fun atmosphere. You can smell the popcorn and the hot dogs. And it's a lot of fun. 1-2 pitch to Justice. Zotto comes set at the belt. Glance at Markovich at second. And the pitch. Came back with an off seat. Got off the glove of Rhett Rosman. And trickles with a backstop. And Markovich trots down to third. Evens the count 2-2. Now, Palisade's got the pinstripes, white accents, white belts, and the stirrups. We're all showing stirrups. The old school look. I like it.
Well, and some of the stirrups even have the horizontal stripes on them.
Yeah. 2-2. Chop foul toward the Glenwood dugout. Remains 2-2. So a good, tough at-bat for Evan Justice. Facing the flamethrower Josh Zotto. Demons trying to get on the board here. Trailing 2-0. Markovich at third base. Here's the 2-2 to Justice. Called strike three. Got to put the bat on the ball. Two away for Jameson Gottfried. Gottfried batting 286. Four RBIs, eight hits in 28 at-bats. First pitch from Zotto. Fastball, fly ball to center field. Campbell goes back and makes the catch, and that'll do it. So Markovich, his leadoff double, goes for naught. No runs, a hit, no errors, one runner left. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Palisade 2, Glenwood nothing. This is KMTS. Back to Saplesio Field. We go to the bottom of the second inning. The Palisade Bulldogs leading the Glenwood Demons 2-0. Palisade, two runs, one of them earned, three hits, two errors. There were two errors committed by Glenwood. Palisade stranded two. Glenwood, no runs, one hit. Double by Mason Markovich. Caleb Blanc leading things off. Swings at the first pitch. High chopper to third. Nice play by Jake Sims to throw him out. One away for the number nine hitter, Easton Embry. Mraz with the first pitch. High chopper again to third. Sims gloves it, throws it. Got him by a step. And Palisade didn't like the call, the fans or the players. But good throw by Sims. That was close.
Yeah, that was.
We got a good view of that right above first base. So two up, two down for Leo Mraz. And Leo will face Hunter Howard once again, who got him to ground out. Leadoff hitter, ground out to short in the first inning. First pitch, Mraz throws in there for a strike. Mraz with the 0-1. Inside, 1-1. Palisade lost their first two games of the season back in March to Prairie View. Henderson, Colorado, lost to Lutheran. Beat Palmer Ridge and Holy Family. Next pitch in the dirt. Lost at Golden 5-4. That was the first of four losses. Moore Park, La Cueva from Albuquerque, Chandler from Arizona. Then went on a roll as they beat Grand Junction 3-2 to start their winning streak. 3-1 now to Hunter Howard. The first two players ground out to third. Mraz would like to get out of this inning. 2-0 Palisade. The 3-1 pitch. Line drive, base hit to right field. Coming over is Sherrick. He gets it in. Holds Hunter Howard to a long single. Brings up Nick Campbell, grounded out to second. Well, the first inning, Mraz started the inning off. Couple of ground outs. Boom, boom.
Yep.
Got two outs. Good start. And then got an error. Single, double, infield single. Fortunately, minimized the damage with just two runs. Campbell, center fielder. Second look at Leo Mraz from the stretch and the pitch. Fastball's outside. 1-0. Mraz leans in for the sign, takes a glance at first base. Hunter Howard with a short lead. There's the 1-0 pitch. Line drive, base hit in the center field. Howard will round second. He'll head for third. Campbell puts on the brakes. He'll hold up at first. First and third for Brett Rosman, the dangerous Rosman. That one right up the middle.
It's a great diving effort by Irving, but just missed it. Just missed it by probably 2 inches or so.
Rosman singled and scored that first inning. Rosman, 5 home runs to lead the team. He's second in RBIs. I'm sorry, he's got 23 RBIs. That leads the team. Campbell's second with 20. First pitch to Brett Rosman. That bounces in the dirt. Good stop by Josh Dahl. 1-0 to Rosman. Braz leans in for the sign. Comes set. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Rosman. Bounces up at the plate again. 2-0. Two-oh count to Rosman. Here's the pitch from Araz. Fastball misses high and outside. 3-0. One pitch away from loading them up for Riker Harsha. Here's the 3-0 to Rosman. Swinging away and belts one to right field. Back goes Sherrickin, makes the catch. Only had to move about 10 feet to his left and made the catch. Boy, that was a loud out, but no harm done.
Tell you what, Sherrick was in a great position. He was cheated over quite a bit to center field.
No runs, 2 hits, no errors, and 2 runners left. Through 2 innings, it's Palisade 2, Glenwood nothing. This is KMTS. 2-0 Palisade through 2 innings. We go to the third, Jameson Gottfried. It's Cole Sherrick leading things off for Glenwood, and then Leo Mraz, and back to the top of the order. I'll say 2 runs, 1 earned, and 5 hits. They've stranded 4. Mraz has pitched okay. Some hard hit balls, but he's got some ground ball outs. Zotto with the first pitch to Sherrick. Ground ball up the middle, base hit. Nice job by Cole Sherrick to lead off the third inning. That was just a decisive hit right up the middle.
Yeah, it looked like it almost was. I think it just bounced over second base. Almost looked like it was going to hit it.
Boy, you look at left field. It looks like an average field. Then you go to center field and right, and there's just all this green.
Oh, yeah.
There's a ton of territory to cover. 400 to dead center. I'm not sure what it is in the gaps. First pitch to Mraz. Shows bunt. Strike one. Throw down to second, first base. And Sherrick's got the steal. I don't know if it was a bunt and run. It might have been a bunt and run.
Tell you what, though. Howard did a great job just catching that ball.
Yeah, and Blank got the catch at first and then wheeled and threw to second. But Sherrick had a good jump and got the steal.
And it almost went out of Howard's reach, and that would have been, get up and head to third as well. But
one pitch to Mraz, fouls it back, it's 0-2. So again, Glenwood has a runner in scoring position. It came up empty in their half of the second. Mason Markovich's leadoff double. Zotto from the stretch. The 0-2 to Mraz. Little check swing, number picked up by Zotto, runs him down as Mraz tumbles past first base. Is he safe?
No, he got tagged.
No, Leo's still out there.
Is he?
Wait a minute. Now we got a discussion between the base ump and the plate ump.
Zotto did give him.
He's calling him out.
Okay, yeah.
He went out of the baseline.
Zotto gave him a pretty stiff tag there. Kind of pushed him down.
So the first baseman, Blanc, had to play up on the grass and could not get, had no chance of getting back to first. So Zotto tried to run him down, then tagged him out hard. One away on the play. Sherritt goes down to third. That's Josh Dahl, who struck out swinging in the first inning. Zotto with the pitch. Outside to Josh Dahl, 1-0. That's one unassisted. One out. 1-0 pitch to Dahl. Swing and a miss late on that fastball. 1-1. Zotto, you recall, was an excellent basketball player for Corey Hitchcock's team. 1-1 pitch to Josh Dahl. Strike two.
I think you just got to throw another fastball here.
Yeah.
Dahl can't seem to get a handle on it.
1-2 pitch. Yeah, he went around. Strike three. Two away. Jackson Irving, the batter. Popped out the second in the first inning.
It's the fourth strikeout for Zotto.
Two nothing Palisade. Glenwood. Cole Sherritt at third base, hoping to come home. First pitch is outside. 1-0 to Jackson Irving. Demons went in order in the first. One-zero pitch to Irving. That one brushed him back a little bit. 2-0. Nothing personal.
Yeah,
I heard that.
I heard that.
Zotto with the 2-0 pitch to Jackson Irving. Swing and a miss. Fastball way late on that one. That was humming. Two balls and a strike to Jackson Irving. Trying to push Cole Sherritt across the plate. Here's the 2-1 from Zotto. That's high and tight, 3-1. Aguirre on deck. Hitters count to Jackson Irving. Here's the pitch from Zotto. Swing and a miss, and the count is full. Full count to Irving. Zotto comes set. And the pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Base hit. You betcha. RBI for Jackson Irving. He comes through on a 3-2 pitch.
Again, just right up the middle.
And it's 2-1 Palisade.
Both of those hits in that inning have been hit right at Zotto's feet.
Yeah.
After the pitch, you know, I was watching a YouTube video of pitchers getting hit by, you know, the majors getting hit by, you know, that ball coming off the bat at 102 miles an hour. Boy, some of those are rough.
Jackson Aguirre flied out to center on a 0-2 pitch. Looks at a curveball outside, 1-0. No pitch to Aguirre. Check swing. Fouled it back. That's 1-1. Into the net in front of the stands. Quite a few fans here. Mostly wearing maroon. Saw about 10 or 12 Glenwood fans here at the game. 1-1 count to Aguirre. Zotto with the pitch. Now he's going to throw to first, and Irving gets back. 1-1 count to Aguirre. Zotto's pitch. Fly ball. Shallow center. Campbell's there. Makes the catch, and that'll do it. But the Demons get a run across. An RBI single by Jackson Irving. One run on two hits. No errors and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the third inning. It's Palisade 2, Glenwood 1. This is KMTS. Back to Saplesio Field in Grand Junction. The Glenwood Demons and the Palisade Bulldogs. Palisade with a 2-1 lead as we go to the bottom of the third inning. Demons a run on three hits thanks to Jackson Irving's 3-2 two-out single up the middle to drive in Cole Sherrick, who led off that third with a base hit. And now Leo Meraz, who's retired the first two batters in the first and second innings but can't get out of trouble, gets in trouble after that. We'll face the heart of the order, Riker Harsha, Josh Zotto, and Braden Blanc. First pitch to the stout Riker Harsha in there for a strike. Meraz with the 0-1. That's inside. A little high, 1-1. One pitch to Harsha. Swing and a miss. Good movement on that from Leo Meraz. Count is 1-2. Meraz with the 1-2. Fly ball, left field, going back as Pidcock, and make, no, he can't get it. It's off his glove. He was backpedaling. Scooping it up as Aguirre throws it in and holds Harsha. I give him a double. No, no. Yeah, E7, I'm sorry.
Yeah, what did you say?
I'm thinking, well, it was a hard play. Yeah, but you got to make those plays.
Yeah.
You got there. You got your glove on it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think if it bounces off your glove, it's got to be an E.
Just didn't get have good... didn't get a good read off the bat. Josh Zotto, an infield single in the first. That's a ball. Meraz leans in for the sign. One-oh pitch to Zotto. He bunts it, foul. As it trickles over to the Palisade dugout, 1-1. Yeah, Palisades, it's going back to 2008. 11 league titles. Delta had three when they were in the league. This is Nate Porter's second year as head coach. 1-1 count to Zotto. The pitch in the dirt. Good stop by Dahl. 2-1. Sounds like an exciting race going on next door.
Yeah.
Harsha at second base. The 2-1 pitch to Zotto. He flinched. Didn't come around, though. Called a ball. 3-1. Last year, Palisade 24-4, 12-0 in league. 2021, 14-3, 11-1. They've been dominant. Just kind of reload every year. 3-1 pitch to Zotto in the dirt, ball four. So the first two runners aboard. Braden Blanc aboard on an error by first baseman Evan Justice. So a little trouble here. Bottom of the third inning. First pitch to Braden Blanc from Leo Meraz. Fastball bunted. Foul. and Blanc, as he's been coached, don't turn and wait and see if it's fair. You just, as soon as you make contact, you're off and running. Wait for the ump to make the call. Morales comes set, glances at second base. 0-1 pitch. He bunts it again. This time it is foul. Good job by Dahl. Good hustle. But had a lot of top spin on it and rolled across the chalk. It's 0-2, and Blanc will have to swing away. Palisade. Nobody out here at bottom of the third. 0-2 count to Braden Blanc. Two runners aboard. Mraz with the pitch. That skips up to the plate. Dahl picks it up, throws down a third base. He's safe. Double steal. Zotto takes second. We'll throw to third. Harsha just beat it with a head first slide. And now runners in scoring position for Braden Blanc. One ball and two strikes. Dahl's turned into a good catcher. That was an accurate throw, but Harsha had a good jump. 1-2 pitch to Blanc. Ooh! Oh, I thought the ump was going to ring him up. He did that step back like, I'm going to do the little moonwalk. And the ball two, 2-2 to Blanc. Braz from the belts. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Ground ball into right field. Base hit. That'll score two. Harsha scores. Zotto scores. Two RBI single for Braden Blanc. One of those runs earned. It is now 4-1 Palisade. The batter is Titus Porter. Throw to first base. That's close, but not in time as Blanc gets back. First pitch to Titus Porter. Runner takes off. Swing and a miss. Throw down to second base. Oh, the throw beat him, but it bounced in front of the bag. Goes into center field. And Blanc down to third base.
Calling that an E2.
Oh, wait. Why is Blanc coming back?
I don't know.
Why? Porter struck out. This is Caleb Blanc at the plate. There's one out.
I'm confused.
I am thoroughly confused. That's foul back. 0-1. Okay. I thought Blanc stole second. What?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's still at first base. Takes off. Ground ball through the hole into center field for a base hit. And for the second time, Blanc gets to third base. Boy, every game it's something different. So, Titus Porter made the first out somehow. Well, Caleb Blanc singles, drives in a run. Or no, now it's runners at the corners with one out.
Porter only had, what, two pitches thrown?
Yeah.
How was he out?
I don't know. I wonder if maybe there was interference.
Yeah, maybe.
Could have been.
On the throw, maybe, or something?
Easton Embry, the number 9 hitter, grounded out to third. 4-1 Palisade, one out Bottom of the third, first pitch, bunted back to the mound. That'll score a run. Mraz throws the first. There's two away. So Blanc scores. 5-1 Palisade. And back to the top of the order, Hunter Howard.
So our best guess is interference on Porter. That's the only way he could be out. That's the only thing I can think of.
Could have the runner come back to first. First pitch to Hunter Howard. He's 1-for-2. Good fastball. Good sound to it.
I say that one. But had a good pop.
A ball. 1-0 count to Howard. Blanc's at Caden Blanc at second base. Ball 2 to Hunter Howard. I'll say year after year, they just seem to reload. They've owned the 4A West Slope. Delta's been the kings of 3A West Slope, although Coleridge has taken the crown, I think. 2-0 pitch, fastball in there for a strike. Coleridge will be in for a battle against Roaring Fork on Tuesday. We'll have that game. Roaring Fork 5-0 in the league. Coleridge, don't know what the results of their games today were. 2-1 pitch to Hunter Howard. Good curveball from Mraz. It's 2-2. Caleb Blanc dancing out the bag at second. Coach Nate Porter brought another team with him. Nine backup players. Brought the whole gang. Mraz with the 2-2 pitch. Check swing, popped it up. Easy play for Justice in foul territory. Makes the catch, and that'll do it. But the Bulldogs score three more runs on two hits, two runs earned, one error, and one runner left. Through three innings, it's Palisade 5, Glenwood 1. This is KMTS. 5-1 Palisade through three innings. Getting the Glenwood Demons. First game of our late afternoon, early evening doubleheader. Mason Markovich will lead things off for Glenwood. On an 0-1 pitch, he's belted one to right center field for a leadoff double in the second. Ended up getting stranded at third. Markovich, Sims, and Justice. Zotto's first pitch. Strike one. One to Mason. Next pitch. That's inside, 1-1. One pitch. That's low. 2-1. Mentioned Joslyn Spires, outstanding point guard for the Lady Demons. Signed, will sign on Tuesday or Monday with Colorado Mesa. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Good fastball, 2-2 to Mike Mesa Markovich. Zotto with the 2-2 pitch. That's way upstairs over his head. And the count is full to Mason. Zotto with the payoff pitch. Ball 4. Good at bat from Mason. Good patience. Draws a leadoff walk, and it's Jake Sims who struck out swinging on an 0-2 pitch in the second inning.
It's the first walk for Zotto. He's got 4 strikeouts. Approaching 50 pitches.
Palisade 5 runs, 6 hits, no errors. Glenwood 1 run, 3 hits, 3 errors. Short lead for Markovich. First pitch to Sims. Shows bunt. They pulled it back. It's a ball. I've seen some players that have been adept, real adept at showing bunt, pulling back, and then swinging. So you fake the infield, get them to come in, and then put one over their head in the outfield. Next pitch. That's outside. Good stop by Rosman behind the plate. 2-0 to Jake Sims, and Rosman out to have a chat with Zotto and the Palisades skipper, Nate Porter.
So that's off. Stand in your blocks. On your run.
This is the fifth season for Porter as head coach. And he's just used to winning Western Slope Championships, going to the playoffs. 2018, 19, 20 was COVID, 21, 22, and they're going to win it this year. 2-0 pitch to Jake Sims. In there for a strike. Catcher Rosman looks Markovich back to the bag at first. I can hear Dad.
Yes,
I can hear Brian.
You can hear Brian from anywhere in the stadium.
I got my mic way over here. Next pitch over his head, down to second base, and Markovich is out. And a hard slide, and the shortstop Hunter Howard, a little shaken up. That was a great throw from Rosman and a perfect tag put on by Howard, who's back on his feet. So Markovich caught stealing. Rosman threw a strike.
Yeah, you can tell Howard paid the price a little bit on that.
any contact with Markovich, you're going to come up hurting. Swing and a miss. Full count now to Jake Sims. Zotto with a pitch. Swing and a miss. Ball gets away.
Should've
he wasn't paying
out.
Attention.
Nope.
Rosman quickly gets the ball. And just like that, there's two outs. Fifth strikeout for Zotto. The batter's Evan Justice. Struck out looking in the second inning. Looks at ball one. Zotto's 1-0 pitch. Line drive right at the second baseman, Blank, who comes in and made a shoe-top catch. And that'll do it for the Demons. No runs, no hits. No errors. Thanks to the Markovich getting caught stealing. No runners left. Go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's 5-1 Palisade. This is KMTS. Back to Seplesio Field in Grand Junction. Palisade 5, Glenwood 1. Game 1 of our late afternoon doubleheader. We'll be live on the radio at around 6 whenever the second game starts. We're running 3 hits, 3 errors for the Demons, 5 runs, 6 hits for the Bulldogs. One of those hits, Nick Campbell, who's leading things off here, the number 2 hitter. Mraz winds and delivers the first pitch. Ball one. Campbell grounded out and a single in the second. Next pitch. Hit hard, scooped up by Jackson Irving. That was a great play by Irving. He was well placed, too. Instead of in the hole, he was more toward the bag. And that was hard hit. Tough hop. Good play by Jackson Irving. One away. Brett Rosman flied out to right, singled and scored in the first. Mraz with the first pitch in the dirt. Mraz with the 1-0 pitch. Hard hit, high and deep to left field, and hooking foul. He was going to that short porch at 3:02.
He was.
He had the distance.
And it would have cleared the wall as well. And it what, maybe 4 feet to the left of this of the post.
And the foul pole there at says Western Slope Auto, just to the left of the pole. Looking for a dinger the short way. 1-1 count to Rosman. Perez with the pitch. Swing and a miss. Boy, he took a wicked cut there. Almost came out of his shoes. Ball and two strikes. Perez challenged him with that heater. Perez gets a sign from Josh Dahl. Winds and delivers the 1-2 pitch. Right field. That's a no-man's land. It's up the line. Rosman with good speed. He's going to head to third with an easy triple. Wow.
Wow.
Sherrick was playing toward the gap.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, he puts one just over the fence, just foul.
You don't expect him to go the opposite field.
Yeah, that was only 2 feet inside the line in right field.
A triple with one out for Brett Rosman. For Rosman, that was his fifth triple of the season. Riker Harsher with 5 home runs on the year. He's 1-for-1 aboard on base twice, scored 2 runs. And Harsher looks at ball 1. Harsher doubled in the first, aboard on an error in the third inning. Ball that was hit deep but dropped by Pidcock. Next pitch, slow grounder back to the mound. Mraz looks the runner back to third, goes to the Justice at first, and there's 2 away. That's a big out to get the powerful Riker Harsha.
Mraz did a good job of making sure that Rosman wasn't trying to score on that one. Kept his head. Nice, easy throw to first.
Yep. So 2 away for Josh Zotto. Infield single and a walk. Scored a run. He really straddles the plate. Wide stance for Zotto. First pitch. Hit foul. Into the stands. It rattles around. 0-1 to Josh Zotto. 5-1 Palisade on 7 hits. Raz leans in for the sign. The 0-1 to Zotto. That misses high, 1-1. One pitch. Checked his swing, held up. 2-1. Two balls and a strike to Josh Zotto. 5-1 Palisade. Rosman at third base with that triple. Here's the pitch. Bounces up to the plate. Good stop by Josh Dahl. 3-1. Raz with the 3-1 pitch. Strike. Zotto threw the pad away like it was ball 4. Ump says, get back. Where are you going, son?
We saw a rifle player do that just the other night, and he came back to the plate and got struck out.
Yeah. 3-2 count to Josh Zotto. Mraz with the payoff. Fouled it back. Challenged him with a fastball. Rosman off the bag at third. Here's the payoff pitch to Zotto. Fly ball right at Aguirre, makes the catch. A line drive Aguirre came in about five steps, makes the catch, and Glenwood puts up a zero. No runs. One hit, a triple. No errors, and one runner left. We've played four innings. It's 5-1 Palisade. This is KMTS. Back to Seplesio Field in Grand Junction. Beautiful Saturday afternoon. Glenwood trailing Palisade 5-1. Jamison Godfrey will lead things off for the Demons here in the fifth, followed by Cole Sherrick and the number nine hitter, Leo Mraz. Josh Zotta with the first pitch. Swing and a miss. Gottfried comes up empty on that fastball. Gottfried flied out to center. Next pitch. Fastball misses. 1-1. Zotto's 1-1 offering. Ooh, got the inside corner. And it's 1-2. One, two to Gottfried. Bounces up there. 2-2. Here's the 2-2. Strike three called. Do a little window shopping. One away, six strikeouts for Zotto. Cole Sherrick led off the third inning with a base hit. Ended up scoring Glenwood's only run. Fouls off the first pitch. Zotto's 0-1 pitch, inside corner, 0-2 to Sherrick. Zotto with the 0-2. Strike three called, back-to-back strikeouts looking. Two away. Seven strikeouts for Zotto. Leo Mraz grounded out the first. Pops one up, foul, and over the net and into the stands. Five-one Palisade, two outs. Top of the fifth. Here it's Seplesio. Next pitch. Strike two.
It's going to be a short inning.
Yep. Zotto with the 0-2 pitch. Fouled it back. Just got a piece of it. Zotto with the 0-2. Strike three called, a curveball. Made Mraz flinch like it was inside. And all three strikeouts looking. Wow, wow, wow. Just watch the paint dry. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Palisade 5, Glenwood 1. It's KMTS. Back to Seplesio Field while the crowd at Stoker and here at Seplesio sing along with Neil Diamond. Well, the Palisade Bulldogs singing a good tune. They're leading the Glenwood Demons 5-1 on seven hits. Demons went down looking at all three outs. Godfrey, Sherrick, and Mraz. Palisade 3-25, or Glenwood 3-25 against Palisade, including 12 losses in a row going back to 2016. Their last win was May 2nd, 2015, 5-4.
3-25.
Yeah. Wow.
It's kind of like Aaron Rodgers versus the Bears. My future son-in-law was asking me because he's a Bears fan.
Mraz still on the hill. Braden Blanc leading things off here in the fifth. Looks at ball one.
He seems to think his team has a better chance this year. I don't know why.
That's outside. 2-0. Blanc, Porter, and Blanc again. Caleb Blanc. 2-0 for Mraz. 3-0. Ball trickles to the backstop. Next pitch. Ball four. Walked him on three, four straight. Is it Titus Porter? He's 0 for 2. All the players said, you know what? We're going to the big stadium. Make sure I get a cool walk-up song.
Is that what that was?
I guess that's First pitch to Porter. Ground ball, could be two. Played by Irving, goes to the bag for second, down to first, double play. 6-3. Beautiful job by Jackson Irving. Boy, that was tailor-made. As they say, a room service ground ball. Irving took it right at the bag at second. Gets the force and throws for the out. Two away for Caleb Blanc.
First pitch was way outside, went to the backstop.
Caleb Blanc singled in the third inning. Well, no pitch to Mraz. Ball two. We've seen Jackson Irving make some excellent plays.
Oh, yeah.
At shortstop. He's got great hands. Next pitch, line drive. Foul.
Well,
he stands and right.
He also has what I had a coach used to call a good flow. He knows how to, when he fields the ball, how to maneuver his body to get to that next step, throw to first, that tag, whatever's coming next. It's not two separate actions.
Right. Next pitch, swing and a miss.
It was a tick.
Just foul tip. 2-2 to Caleb Blanc. Leo's pitched pretty well. 2-2 pitch. That's high and inside. The count is full. Payoff pitch. Fly ball, right field. Sherritt coming over near the line. Makes the catch in foul territory. Good hustle by Cole Sherritt. And the leadoff walk doesn't hurt. And Mraz puts up another zero. Still trails 5-1. No runs, no hits. Great defensive plays, and no runners left. After five innings, it's 5-1. Palisades, this is KMTS. 5-1 Palisade as we go to the sixth inning. That was a quick fifth inning. It'll be Josh Dahl leading things off for the Demons. He bunts it foul. Nothing one. Zotto on the hill still, pitching well. 5-1 lead. Demons have been able to touch him up for three hits. Couple of well-hit balls. 0-1 pitch. Ooh. But then there's that.
Yeah.
Then there's that outside corner pitch or that curveball that snaps across the plate. 0-2 count to Josh Dahl. Zotto with the pitch. Swing and a miss. Kind of leaned out and chased it. Dropped. Brosman picks it up, throws him out, one away. Jackson Irving, the batter. It's
9 strikeouts for Zotto.
Irving 1-for-2. Pop out to second. Singled up the middle with an RBI. Chopper to third. Foul. On one to Jackson Irving. Made a great unassisted double play. And back in the fifth. 0-1 count. Pitch from Zotto. Wow. Irving ducked out of the way like it was going to hit him, and then it just broke across the plate. We're not at a great angle, but that must have been a wicked curve. Here's the next pitch. Chop foul. Comes back with another deuce. This time Irving fights it off. 0-2 count to Jackson Irving. Zotto with the pitch. Swing and a miss. 10 strikeouts. He is just mowing them down. 2 away for Jackson Aguirre. Flied out to center twice. 0-for-2. 5-1 Palisade. Zotto's first pitch. Ground ball. Backhand stopped by Blanc at second. Throws an excellent attempt by Blanc, but he fell to the turf. Aguirre with good speed. Nice play by Blanc at second.
Yeah, he slipped and fell and then tried to make the throw from his seat on the ground.
Base hit for Aguirre. Fourth hit for the Demons. And Mason Markovich. Quick throw to first. Aguirre back. Markovich with that ringing double in the second inning. Ended up getting stranded at third that inning. Zotto with the first pitch. At the outside corner. Nothing in one. One to Markovich. Outside. As Rosman had to scoot across his knees to keep that one from going to the backstop. Aguirre creeping off the bag at first. Here's the 1-1 to Markovich. Swing and a miss. Challenge him with a heater, and Mason didn't get cheated on that swing. 1-2. 2 away here in the sixth. Zotto with a 1-2 pitch. Skips up to the plate, 2-2. Zotto with the 2-2 to Mason Markovich. Outside, and the count is full. Markovich the DH. He's 1-for-1, double and a walk. Here's the payoff to Mason Markovich. Runner takes off. It's in. Oh, called strike 3. 11 strikeouts. And the Demons come up empty of that inning. Another 0. No runs, a hit, no errors. One runner left through 5.5 innings. It's 5-1 Palisade. This is KMTS. Back to Saplesio Field in Grand Junction. Josh Zotto has struck out 11 Glenwood Demons. 5 of those strikeouts looking. Palisade leads 5-1 going to the bottom of the sixth.
And the last 6 outs in a row. It's like he's gotten hotter here in the fifth and sixth inning.
Easton Embry, the number 9 hitter, leading off. He's grounded out twice. Mraz with the first pitch. Fastball is low. 1-0. Well, that was Glenwood's really best chance to get something going offensively. the runner on base and Markovich up. Took the count full and got caught looking at strike three. And it did look a little high.
Yeah, it looked a little high to me. But, I mean, we don't have the best perspective here.
No.
But.
Next pitch, ball 2-0 to Embry.
I think Mason would agree with us that it was a little high.
Yeah. There's the 2-0. Chop foul toward the Palisade dugout. 2-1 to Easton Embry. Second game scheduled for 6 o'clock. Probably a little late. But we'll have the game live on the radio. Saturday primetime game. 2-1 pitch to Embry. That skips up to the plate. 3-1. Mraz with the 3-1 pitch. Embry, little check swing, nicely snagged by Mraz at the mound. That thing was just rising, and he reached up and grabbed it. Threw to first, one away. Third time, Mraz has gotten the leadoff runner. Back to the top of the order. Hunter Howard grounded out, popped out, and singled. Mraz with the first pitch. Fastball misses. Leo with the 1-0 pitch to Hunter Howard. Line drive, oh, trying to snag it off the ground was Gottfried. Ball scooped up by Sherrick and Wright, throws the second. Good throw, but Howard with good speed makes it to second of the head first slide. That was about a foot above the ground, and Gottfried tried to get it on the fly, just under his glove. So a one out double for Nick Campbell. He is 1-for-3. Single, couple of ground outs. Howard at second base, 5-1 Palisade. Mraz with a long look at second. Here's the pitch. He is hit hard in the hole into left field for a base hit. Howard will come around to score. And it's 6-1 Palisade. Now we're getting into the meat of the order for the Bulldogs. Brett Rosman, 2-for-3, a single and a triple. He scored a run. Harsha right behind him on deck. 6-1 Bulldogs. Raz from the stretch takes a look at first base. Popped back and foul out of play. No one count to Rosman.
Pitcock is playing this deep out there and left. He's almost at the warning track.
0-1 pitch. That fastball's in there for a strike. It's 0-2. Six-one Palisade. One out here in the bottom of the sixth. Runner at first. 0-2 pitch to Rosman. Swing and a miss. That's a huge strikeout for Mraz. Get the mighty hitting Brett Rosman.
It's only a second of the game, but that one was timely.
Two outs for Ryker Harsha. You get this big guy out. Man, he doubled and scored in the first. Aboard on an error in the third inning. And tapped one back to the mound in the fourth. Archer with a couple of home runs on the season. First pitch, Mraz. Swing and a miss. A good fastball from Mraz. Archer at number 11, or ones, as his teammates call him. Come on, ones. Mraz with a look at first. Next pitch, outside. Almost looked like a pitch out. Campbell's been dancing out the bag at first. Two away here in the bottom of the sixth. One pitch to Harsha. That gets to the backstop. And Campbell will head down to second base. Wild pitch. Two outs, run across for the Bulldogs. They lead 6-1 on nine hits. And with one run, four hits, three errors. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Harsha. Jammed him. Easy pop up there. The second baseman, Gottfried. And that'll do it. One run for the Bulldogs on two hits, no errors, and one runner left. Demons have their last three outs here in game one. They trail the Palisade Bulldogs 6-1. This is KMTS. Back to Seplesio Field in Grand Junction. The Palisade Bulldogs leading the Glenwood Demons 6-1. So we go to the top of the seventh inning, and Christian Herrera has been inserted on the mound for the Bulldogs, taking the place of Josh Zotto, who went six innings, gave up a run, four hits, struck out 11.
Yeah, and only one walk, 80 pitches.
Herrera, sophomore, with a 4.67 earned run average. He's appeared in five games. Pitched a total of six innings. First pitch to Jake Sims is a ball. Herrera, a left-hander. Sims is 0 for 2, a couple of strikeouts. Swings and fouls it off. 1-1. Sims, Justice, and Gottfried. Left-hander Herrera winds and delivers. Foul back. It's 1-2. Herrera works quickly. As soon as he gets the ball, he's ready to go. 1-2 pitch. Fouled it back. Sims trying to time it. Herrera holds that mitt right in front of his face, winds and delivers the 1-2. And Sims fouls it off again. Boy, quite a battle going on here. Herrera's 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Down he goes. That's 12 strikeouts for Palisade pitching. 11 of those from Josh Zotto. And Sims strikes out for the third time. Evan Justice struck out looking, lined out to second. First pitch, fastball in there for a strike. Justice with two home runs on the season. There's that open stance. That left foot is back. Swings and fouls it. And it's quickly 0-2. Here's the 0-2 from Herrera. Chopped foul. And almost barehanded by Coach Norville. Here's the next pitch. Foul back by Justice. Still count as 0-2. Herrera Carrera with the 0-2 to Evan Justice. Swing and a miss. Ball dropped, scooped up by Rosman, throws him out. And Herrera with two straight strikeouts. Not a save opportunity, just getting some work in. Two up, two down for Jameson Gottfried. Team was down their last out. Gottfried flied out and struck out looking. Fouls that one off. Rosman gives it a look. He's going to run out of room. That drifts into the stands. 0-1 to Gottfried. You know, it hasn't been a terrible game, but Palisades pitching has been dominant.
Yeah.
Herrera with the 0-1. Just missed. 1-1.
Yeah, Glenn would only having four hits the whole game, just not giving him much opportunities.
Nope. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Boy, down to their last strike. Herrera winds and delivers the 1-2. Ooh. 2-2.
Oh, no.
2-2 pitch, 3-2, that was close. Sherrick would be next. Here's the payoff. Foul back by Gottfried. Count remains full. Fouled off again. Herrera with the next pitch. Swing and a miss, and that's your ball game.
That's the ball game, folks.
Palisade ends the game with 9 straight strikeouts.
14 for the game. Boy, look at all those zeros. Final score, Palisade 6, Glenwood 1. Game 2 coming up in just a few moments. We'll take a break. Again, our final score, Palisade 6, Glenwood 1. Palisade goes to 9-0 in league, 13-6 overall. Glenwood falls to 4-5 and 5-14 overall. Game 2 coming up on the radio in a little while. Keep it tuned to KMTS.